none but the hungry heart. 9:26. Spirit, spirituality. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Concerning the Holy Spirit, hidden as he is, faith is required above all else. Certainly the Holy Spirit directs in the countless details of daily life. Those who have faith and are dependent upon his direction will not be disappointed. But the Spirit leads according to scriptural directions. Hence, that which is called the leading of the Spirit, and which has not the truth of the word for its line of thought and action, is necessarily false. The principle of walking in dependence upon the Holy Spirit must never be abandoned. However we may fail to carry it out, we must steer by divinely given principles, even if winds and waves at times do throw us off course. To give up the Father's principles because of opposing elements is to court shipwreck. Being led by the Holy Spirit is the principle by which the Father deals in grace with believers. Outside the circle of the Spirit, men are led by the flesh. Under the law, his people were in bondage and under the schoolmaster. Now, in Christian privilege, the Spirit leads. If ye be led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Galatians 5:18. The Lord Jesus in glory is the standard of perfection, and the Saviour on earth is the pattern for our walk. No one's walk is perfect, but the Spirit of Christ who dwells in us is perfect. And as the believer yields to the Father as one alive from the dead, the desires of the flesh are not fulfilled, and the Spirit brings forth his fruit in him. Walk in dependence upon the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfil the lust of the flesh. Galatians 5:16.